Okay, we're here with the newest Illini, Quentin Snyder. Talk about first Coach Gross, what it was about your visit and your talks with him that sold you on Illinois.
Basically, about Coach Gross, he's a family man, real good guy to be around. What got me the most is talking about the chip on the shoulder, how he started like from like the bottom and he came all the way up. And he was at Ohio, and he moved up to Illinois. I think when I get there, I mean, it's going to be real big. We're going to go to the Final Fours and stuff.
So that connected with you, the idea that he made the same climb and that he did the same?
Yeah, basically. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Talk about LaRon Black. I heard you say earlier he was texting you this week. He wanted you to join him. Mm-hmm. You knew him from AAU several years ago. What was that process like?
First time I played with him was sophomore camp in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was basically live setting. I just threw it up, he'd come and dunk it and stuff. And, basically, we had good chemistry, and all week he was just texting me, saying, come to Illinois. Coach Gross is a good guy, and I already seen him before myself, and that's why I did it.
Did you hear from Michael Finke at all, the other recruit in the 2014 class?
I got to meet him at the football game.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the only time I met him.
Okay. So you come back from the visit. You had an in-home Monday night with Coach Gross, Tuesday night with Coach Alford. Mm. What was that like? That it seems like that was your final two schools. What was the decision process like after that?
When Coach Gross came, that's when I just started falling in love with Illinois. He didn't go straight to basketball. It was like other stuff he was just talking about. Like, then he had a good time with my dad, my mom, my little brother. Mm-hmm. They was all comfortable. We were just all comfortable around him.
Yeah.
And UCLA, it was a good in-home visit. You're talking about, it made me think again. Mm-hmm. But just Illinois was just over top, and that's where I wanted to go.
You own anything orange and blue yet? You're going to have to go about and buy a bunch of orange shirts now?
I got a sweatshirt and a shirt right now.
When you were up in Champaign, you get that?
Yeah, I got that.
So now you got to get a lot more of that.
Yeah, I got it, definitely.
Uh-huh. So is it a relief that it's all done now and the whole process and you know where you're going and you know who you're playing with? What's that like for you?
Yeah, it's a relief, basically. I mean, I thought it was all fun when I decommitted and stuff, but it's very tiring. That's when I just narrowed it down, and that's why I made my decision.
Mm-hmm. I heard you mention Darren Williams and D. Brown in this last interview you did. Mm-hmm. You're aware of them. You know, I guess Louisville played in the Final Four with them in 2005, mm-hmm. played against them. What's it like to follow that legacy?
Oh, it's very big. Darren Williams is an NBA All-Star, East and West All-Star. He got in the games. D. Brown play for Utah Jazz. I think he's overseas now, but it's real big.
Mm-hmm. What was it like in Champaign, the football game? Did you enjoy the whole visit? Was it good?
The whole visit was great. I got the football game. I got to meet the education people.
Uh-huh.
They're talking about my future and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got to meet get in the press box and talk to people.
Yeah.
Went to the student section. It was real nice.
Yeah.
The student section was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that it's over, have you talked to Coach Gross? I guess not since. Have you talked to him today? Did you call the coaches at UCLA? How did that work today?
I did. I called Coach Gross before I got up here. I didn't contact UCLA. Mm-hmm. I told him I want to be a Fighting Illini. He was very excited.
Was he excited? And maybe the assistants? Did you meet some of the assistants?
Yeah, I met the whole assistants, Coach Ford, Coach P, another Coach P.
Parham. Yeah.
I met all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Coach Walker.
Coach Walker. Yeah. So you think you're a good fit at Illinois?
Yeah, so just the style they play and like the pick and rolls. That's why I love to use is the pick and rolls.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been looking for a lead guard like you for 2 years, and now he's got one. So congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.